Nearly 4,000 complaints about potholes were lodged across Bolton last year, despite more than £5 million having been spent on road repairs. Chorley New Road attracted the most complaints, according to findings by the Federation of Small Businesses, or FSB. Councillor John Walsh, who has frequently spoken at council meetings about the state of the roads, says this research matches up with feelings that people have expressed. He said, "It certainly stacks up with what I come across in Bolton. We've seen particularly large numbers of potholes around Astley Bridge, but also in Bradshaw, Bromley Cross and Heaton. All of these roads were built around the same time, late 60s, early 70s, and are now servicing huge numbers of houses." Councillor Walsh drew an example such as the area around Beaumont Road, which now services between 500 and 600 houses, and the roads around Ladybridge, which service around 1,000 properties. He argued that it would be far better to concentrate on long-term repairs in specific areas rather than simply dealing with specific potholes as they emerge, saying, "Why not have a proper job done once and for all?" The research carried out by the FSB showed that there were more complaints than there had been the year before and included 82 legal complaints. FSB Greater Manchester Area Leader David Sudworth said, "Everybody relies on the road network in one way or another, whether for getting to work by bus, car or bike, or for businesses to get their goods in and out on time. Our roads, paid for by our taxes, are our most important transport asset, and authorities must continue to invest in them." Car dealership Swansway Motor Group has advised drivers dealing with pothole-riven roads to regularly check their tyre pressure and to watch out for puddles. They've also advised drivers to always scan the road ahead, to avoid swerving and to slow down, but to avoid braking when they go through potholes. A spokesperson for Bolton Council said, "Last month we agreed the forward programme for road repairs and maintenance, with priority given to roads based on their condition and the urgency of the work needed. We also set out a provisional 10-year maintenance plan that will give residents and businesses the reassurance of knowing when work will be carried out on key routes." Bolton has received additional funding for road maintenance from Network North, and we will continue to make the case for even greater government investment in the highways infrastructure we all rely on.